Mental health, it's been a big issue during the pandemic, and while many of you might be staying at home for weeks on end, it's important to take care of yourself. Now, this week, the Prime Minister asked the National Mental Health Commission to come up with a response plan. We're also hearing about a steep increase in requests for support, and there's concern that while Australia might be on the front foot, other parts of the world aren't taking the issue as seriously. Professor Marie Teeson is a National Mental Health Commissioner. She's also the Director of the Matilda Centre for Research in Mental Health and Substance Use at the University of Sydney. We spoke a short time ago. Marie Teeson, we're hearing this week about a surge in requests for mental health support. Now, what is it about this pandemic that's putting people at risk?
Yeah, we are, and we're seeing incredible increases happening around people reaching out for helplines and incredible increases in people using telehealth services. What is unique about this current global crisis is firstly that it is a global crisis, that never before have we felt the fear around our health, the fear around our future, and the fear around what will be happening. And like everyone, I'm worried about it. I'm worried about the future. And that has really created a spiral of anxiety and depression in people.
Yeah, and you use the word unique there. Obviously, we are in uncharted territory. But can we learn from past outbreaks like SARS, for example, when it comes to exploring those groups most at risk when it comes to mental health?
We can. And unfortunate for the UK, but fortunate for us, they had the experience of COVID a little earlier than us. And from their research, they're finding that there are four groups who are most affected: young adults. And I think people might find that quite surprising. The second group was where there was the presence of children in the home. Now, most parents wouldn't find that surprising. That's an incredible stressor. And those with loss of income and those with pre-existing conditions.
Now, there might be a perception that we'll get through this, so the impacts could be short-lived. There's light at the end of the tunnel. But are you concerned there could be long-term mental health impacts that arise from this?
Look, what probably makes me most concerned is the evidence we have from past crises. Now, while they're not at the global level that we've talked about with COVID, they were also intense. So, for example, after the SARS outbreaks in Hong Kong, older people in Hong Kong were at increased risk of suicide. After the influenza pandemics in the US, again, there were increased risks of poor mental health. So while we don't know exactly what will happen following COVID-19 because it is unique, there's some indicators that we really should be prepared and make sure we do all we can to reduce long-term impacts on our mental health.
And looking at those impacts, the impact on children is significant here. Now, in the last 2 weeks, your centre has put school resources about mental illness prevention online. Quite extraordinary. I mean, they've been accessed by 130 schools around Australia. That's tens of thousands of kids. What's that telling you about the impact of this pandemic on children at the moment?
Yeah, we were surprised at how quickly those resources were taken up once we made them available. And I think it is an really strong indicator that young people particularly are feeling the impacts of this, and that parents and schools are reaching out for resources that can help adolescents.
Do you think we're communicating that public health message around COVID-19 in an accessible way that doesn't take its toll on children's mental health?
Look, I'm actually incredibly proud of Australia. We're one of the first countries in the world to have a mental health response to COVID. So I think we've got on the front foot before it's turned into a spiral of anxiety, total anxiety and depression, and we're allowing ourselves the opportunity to intervene early.
You've raised a number of concerns in our interview here. I mean, what impact or what do you think we might be seeing over the coming weeks and months in terms of the demand on mental health prevention services around Australia?
Well, what I'm actually quite concerned about is that we're not seeing the increases in people using the services. Now, we're seeing an incredible increase in people reaching out to the helplines, and that is fantastic.
Is that because of the lockdown, though, do you think?
It may be, but we do have telehealth now, so people can access help online through the telehealth services. We have seen a change in telehealth in Australia that would have only been thought of over the point of 10 years, and it's happened in 10 days. So in 10 days, we've seen an explosion in the use of telehealth. So I'm just hoping that people don't see the fact that you can't get to someone face-to-face as a reason why you can't get to care. You can actually get to care online.
Marie Thiessen, thanks very much for speaking to The World Today.
Thank you very much.
National Mental Health Commissioner, Professor Marie Thiessen.